This is the Wayne Mattson Report, the Saturday Roundup, coming to you live. This is not a tape show. It's June 5th, 2010, and we'll be talking about a lot of things this evening. And if you'd like to call into the show, the 800 number, it's toll-free number, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Well, what has happened in the last couple of weeks? I want to talk about what I discovered in Chicago. We have a blackmailed president and a totally blackmailed chief of staff in Rahm Emanuel. As a result of my investigation in the city of Chicago, turns out that these two individuals were members of the same gay bathhouse club back in Obama back in the 90s till 2002, and Emanuel more recently. It's not the, you know, it's not the fact that they are bisexual or living an alternate lifestyle. It's the blackmail. It's always the blackmail. And I don't want to get into that too much because tonight I want to concentrate the show on what has happened with the peace flotilla that try to get humanitarian supplies to the ghetto called Gaza, the Gaza Strip. Israel is treating 1.5 million people as badly as the Nazis treated the people in the Warsaw ghetto. They learned well from their Nazi oppressors. And now today the Israelis captured in international waters, like with the flotilla, the MV Rachel Corrie, named after the American human rights activist who was run over by an Israeli bulldozer in Gaza a few years ago. It's quite clear that this Israeli state is no different than the apartheid state of South Africa, and I am calling not for a two-state solution, a one-state solution. What needs to take the place of Israel is the Republic of Palestine, and that should be a secular state, not tied to any religion, one person, one vote, and of course that means that the Arab population of the Republic of Palestine would be in a majority. That's not to say that any minority should be oppressed, but it's high time that this Zionist entity called Israel goes the way of the apartheid regime in South Africa and all the other tin horn dictatorships that have been swallowed up by the annals of history. And the sooner the better. But you wouldn't know it to listen to the U.S. Congress, which I have called Israeli occupied territory, every bit as occupied by Israel as the West Bank and East Jerusalem. And we'll talk about the details of what has transpired in the Eastern Mediterranean. This lawless entity known as Israel. I would point out today there's actually demonstrations in Tel Aviv, but by the left wing mostly, and the Arab minority against the Israeli regime's Nazi-like behavior in shooting at point-blank range. Several people who are doing nothing more than trying to get humanitarian assistance to the besieged people of the ghetto known as the Gaza Strip. And we will be back with more on what's happening in the Eastern Mediterranean right after this break. This is Wayne Mattson from Washington.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Okay, this is Wayne Mattson with the Wayne Mattson Report, coming to you live tonight, this June 5th from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about the Israeli massacre on the Mavi Marmara, the Turkish flag vessel, trying to bring humanitarian supplies, school supplies, things for the besieged people of Gaza. The Turkish government is livid about its citizens being shot at point-blank range. We're hearing 9 people were killed. There's many missing. The Israelis dumped some of the people overboard. There's many missing. There's journalists missing. There were 2 journalists from Australia taken to a concentration camp in Beersheba. There's many other people missing. There's an Irish Libyan national missing. And, of course, the worst travesty was the fact that an American citizen of Turkish descent, Furkan Doyan, was brutally shot at point-blank range in the head several times. This is what Israel represents. It's a Nazi Gestapo regime. It must end, and it must end quickly. And we need to stop listening to the corporate media, because we know that the corporate media is owned by pro-Israeli Jews in the United States. That's NBC, CNN, Wolf Blitzer, who's the Washington D.C. bureau chief, was a former spokesman for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, worked for the Jerusalem Post. He's an Israeli agent of influence. David Gregory has said many times, the host of Meet the Press, that he reports the news based on his Jewish background. That doesn't belong in news reporting anywhere. And it's high time people understand that the U.S. media and many other media outlets played these doctored Israeli tapes showing, claiming that the people on the ship attacked these heavily armed Israeli commandos. What nonsense. The reporting that the Turkish Aid Society, the IHH, where I was hosted on a trip to Turkey in Istanbul in April, is somehow affiliated with Al-Qaeda. It's Israeli claptrap and nonsense. And I want to play you this clip. This is something I did on RT where I talked about this Israeli propaganda being accepted as factual news by the U.S. corporate media. If we can play this clip, this was on RT this past week.
Our top story this hour, humanitarians under attack. At least 9 are dead, dozens of others injured, and hundreds of activists in Israeli prisons today after special forces raided 6 flotilla ships bringing aid to the Gaza Strip. Here to tell us more, investigative journalist and RT contributor Wayne Madsen. Wayne, I want to talk about a couple different things, but first of all, the Turkish ship that was involved in this, that was working with the pro-Gaza movement to bring in these supplies, you have some familiarity with. I want to hear your perspective here.
Well, the primary group in Turkey that organized the Turkish flotilla is called IHH, and we've heard from the Israeli government officials, they've said this group was somehow affiliated with Al-Qaeda. I met with the IHH people when I was in Turkey in April, and all I can say in response to the Israeli allegations is that's offensive claptrap from that regime in Jerusalem. These are humanitarians. These are human rights people. They were as concerned about the human rights situation in Turkey as they are in places like Gaza. So this is probably the worst kind of propaganda we've heard from a government since Nazi Germany claimed they invaded Poland in 1939 because they were responding to a Polish attack on Germany.
I want to talk also about, it's a pretty interesting relationship, it seems to me, between Turkey and Israel. Turkey is somewhat of a Muslim country and in some ways has been seen as the bridge to the Muslim world. There is a working relationship between the two countries, or has been for years. How do you see this changing now?
Well, obviously, there has been a relationship. It's basically between Israel and the Turkish military, Turkish intelligence. It started in the 1990s. But the present AK party government in Turkey, which has been accused by Israel and its friends of being an Islamist government, it's a reform government, not Islamist. They have adopted a policy of engaging in friendly relations with all of their neighbors. That's a new thing for Turkey, and that includes their support for what essentially in Gaza is a open-air ghetto, a blockaded strip of land twice the size of the District of Columbia. So this relationship started to sour when Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey basically stormed off of out of a meeting with Shimon Peres at the Davos Economic Forum some years ago. And it has been a close relationship, but we now know that Turkey has recalled its ambassador. A previous ambassador, of course, was pretty much browbeaten in public by the Israeli government over some comments from the Turkish government. But I would say that the special relationship between Turkey and Israel is, for all intents and purposes, over with.
Certainly today we heard some of the leadership there calling this a very bloody massacre. Let's move on to the incident itself. The flotilla, in this case, bringing several tons of supplies into the Gaza Strip. We're talking medicine, food, classroom supplies. However, those involved have made no secret about the fact that this mission was also about bringing attention to the blockade. What do you suppose they expected to be met with when they tried to surpass the blockade?
Well, obviously, there were previous attempts to run the blockade. There were was a flotilla that sailed from Cyprus, where former Green Party presidential candidate and Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney was on board. She was arrested, taken to Ashdod, put in a prison. I understand from her she was put in a prison with 5 Ethiopian women refugees, was basically treated very poorly. And I think, once again, this is Israel thumbing its nose. This is a former presidential candidate, former member of Congress. In this flotilla, we had a former U.S. ambassador, someone I know, Ed Peck, former ambassador to Iraq. He was, I guess he's being deported now, retired Army Colonel Ann Wright, a very noted anti-war celebrity. She was also arrested. So, again, Israel doesn't really care about public opinion. They've shown once again that they, very much like the apartheid regime in South Africa, their old nuclear weapons partner, and many people now, and it's getting more and more attention that this Israeli government may go the way of the apartheid regime in South Africa, that their days are numbered.
We talked just a couple minutes ago about the relationship between Turkey and Israel. I want to talk now about the relationship between the United States and Israel. For years and years, most of my lifetime, this is a strong friendship, one with a strong foundation. And there is talk now that this specific incident could be a game changer. What do you think about that?
It's a nice thought, but what we've heard from the White House so far is that they're supporting Israel doing its own investigation. That's a non-starter. Israel will cover up as they cover up all their other blatant violations of international human rights and international law. We know that Hillary Clinton has made phone calls to foreign leaders asking them to tone down her criticism of Israel. And as far as Congress is concerned, it's so much under the influence of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Some people call Congress Israeli occupied territory as much as the West Bank and East Jerusalem.
So, certainly some people on your same page saying that AIPAC is just too powerful and it will take a lot more than this.
Absolutely.
To make some major changes. Wayne Mattson, investigative journalist and RT contributor.
Okay, well, there you have it. And after, of course, Hillary Clinton tried to pressure other leaders to tone down their criticism of this racist Nazi regime in Jerusalem, we had Joe Biden on the Charlie Rose show say, "What's the big deal? Israel was right in what it did. You know, they're just protecting themselves." Maybe somebody ought to inform Mr. Biden that an American citizen was killed by this Israeli stormtrooper attack on the Mavi Marmara. And a protest in Israel, an American woman was hit by an Israeli tear gas canister and she lost her eye. There have been many, many Americans who have been killed. Rachel Corrie was killed by these beasts in Israel. And it's high time that these members of Congress and idiots like Biden and this blackmailed bisexual Barack Obama stand up for American citizens, no matter what their private lives are. And we all know about Hillary's private life. The Israelis probably ran a couple lesbian honey traps on her on occasion. But these people are pathetic for claiming they're American leaders when they take their orders from Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and from AIPAC and from the Conference of major Jewish organizations and from the Zionist Organization of America and from the American Jewish Committee, and the list goes on and on and on. It's high time that Americans stand up for Americans, and if these leaders are so blackmailed and so much in bed with this regime in Jerusalem, it's time for them to go. And the American people need to understand that we stand up for Americans. We don't stand up for Israeli stormtroopers, Israeli thugs, Israeli war criminals, and all these other... I mean, I've said for many, many years that Israel represents a basically an organized criminal syndicate-run entity. And we'll get into that because Helen Thomas is now under fire. You know, when the Israelis and their Jewish supporters in the United States have nothing else to say, they can attack. They'll attack a 90-year-old woman, Helen Thomas, who is the conscience. She's the only voice of conscience left in the White House press corps. She's covered every president going back to President Kennedy, and now she's under attack because of some comments. And I agree with her comments about these people who settled in Palestine. They are not indigenous to the area, and we'll listen to what Helen Thomas had to say right after this break. This is Wayne Matson from Washington.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, welcome back. This is Wayne Matson with the Wayne Matson Report, the Saturday Roundup, coming to you live tonight. This is June 5th from Washington, D.C., and the 800 number, toll-free number, 800-313-9443. That's toll-free, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call into the program. Well, we have... Now, Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan saying that he may actually run the blockade to Gaza with the accompaniment of the Turkish Navy. And this is very interesting. Israel attacked a Turkish flag vessel, killed Turkish citizens in international waters. Turkey's a member of NATO. Under the NATO charter, an attack on one member is an attack on all. So why were not U.S. planes bombing the smithereens out of that Israeli naval base in Ashdod? Why weren't we strafing streets in Haifa and Tel Aviv and Beersheba? And why weren't we taking out that nuclear reactor in Dimona? Why weren't we hitting Israel hard because they attacked a fellow NATO ally ship? That's because NATO's a fraud. The NATO charter was only invoked after 9/11. It was a cause to get all these NATO countries, including these pathetic Eastern European countries that really don't know what the heck they're doing, to send troops to Afghanistan, and then, of course, many sent troops to Iraq. NATO is a fraud. It should have gone the way of the Warsaw Pact. It's only a contrivance to sell for U.S. defense contractors like General Dynamics and Lockheed Martin to sell weaponry to the NATO countries, countries that are now being besieged by these global bankers, the Goldman Sachs crowd, the boys that are now meeting in Sitges, Spain, the Bilderbergers. It's a contrivance. NATO should cease to exist. And one thing that Turkey should do immediately, and Greece should go with them, they should quit NATO, they should end this organization. And now, what should we do about Israel? The United Nations should take immediate action to expel Israel as a member of the UN. Israel does not live up to any human rights laws. Nations around the world should sever their diplomatic relations with Israel. At the very least, to expel Israeli diplomats would be to get rid of the official Mossad presence, which operates out of Israeli embassies and consulates around the world. It would be to break off relations. At least officially, these Mossad agents can be expelled. And I on the Wayne Mastrom Report, I'm taking on a special project. We have readers around the world in almost every country. And I'm asking the readership to help identify who the official Mossad agents are at the Israeli diplomatic missions in their countries, and the non-official cover people who operate through Jewish organizations for the most part. Identify them. We will vet the information, and we will publish a list of these Israeli intelligence agents, because we all know Israel. Israeli intelligence played a part in the 9/11 attack on the United States of America, that they have their fingerprints on the bombings in Bali that was directed against many Australian tourists, and they have their fingerprints on the London Transit bombings and many, many other false flags, including bombings in Turkey. Their fingerprints are all over the Ergenekon deep state network. Mossad was involved with them. Turkey's had enough of this nonsense. I will be going to Turkey this next week, and I hopefully will be able to interview some of the people who were on the flotilla, the people who were attacked by the Israeli stormtroopers, and I will report back to you when I get back to the United States on what they had to say, because you cannot trust anything coming from this corporate media that's owned and operated by the pro-Israeli Jewish lobby in the United States. Just forget them. Forget CNN, CBS, ABC, Fox, one of the worst of all. Just forget them, because they won't give you the straight story. All they do is ape Israeli propaganda. Put on Israeli disinformation, doctored videos, doctored audio tapes. Israel confiscated all the cameras and audio equipment from the people in the flotilla, the journalists who were there. Named Mankell, the Swedish author who wrote the Wallander series, the Israelis stole his credit cards, his cash, and even his clothing. They stole cell phones. They did the same thing to Cynthia McKinney when she was arrested by these Zionist thugs. To steal the cash and their passports. And we know what Israel does with stolen passports. So look for more false flags being attributed to some of the people who are in the flotilla. This is an outlaw regime that must end. It should be the Republic of Palestine. There should be no more Israel in the United Nations. Haul that flag down at UN Plaza on 2nd Avenue as fast as possible, because we just don't need this nation state that harbors criminals and syndicates and mafiosi, smugglers, organ transplant, organ thieves. I wonder how many of these dead Turks that came back to Turkey had all their body parts with them. And knowing Israel as I know them so well, I'm sure they might have been missing a couple of kidneys and maybe a liver here and there. This is what this ghoulish thuggish regime in Israel represents. They steal body parts. We'll be right back with your phone calls and more on this travesty in the Middle East right after this break. This is Wayne Matz of Washington.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, welcome back. This is Wayne Matson with the Wayne Matson Report, the Saturday Roundup. And we're coming to you live tonight from Washington, D.C. This June 5th. And the toll-free number, if you'd like to call into the program, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. On this issue of what happened to the peace flotilla of the humanitarian aid ships trying to get much-needed aid to Gaza that was brutally assaulted by these Israeli thugs, we have people. The Rachel Corrie was towed into Ashdod today. There's a Nobel Peace Prize laureate on board. They're being forced by the Israelis to sign statements that they illegally entered Israel. Gaza is not Israel. This is just typical Nazi-like behavior from this Zionist regime in Jerusalem. Forced confessions. Torture. Some of these people were beaten that were with the flotilla that came from Turkey. They were beaten in custody. elderly men. We don't know how many people these thugs killed, but it's probably much more than nine. Many people missing. But you won't hear that from this Zionist and pro-Israeli Jewish-controlled media in the United States. We have this nitwit congressman from California, Brad Sherman, saying that he's trying to have prosecuted any American who was on that flotilla, and he wants to ban from the United States any foreigner who was with the flotilla. Well, Brad Sherman is a Zionist pig, and he doesn't represent Los Angeles. He represents Israel. He doesn't belong in the House of Representatives. And I got news for Mr. Sherman. I was with the IAH group in Turkey, and if you think that you're going to prosecute me, take your best shot, you bald-headed moron. You don't have the cojones to even try it. You're a disloyal American citizen. You have no business being in the House of Representatives representing the American people. If you want to represent your people, go to Israel and run for the Knesset. You'll be very welcome over there. Brad Sherman. Remember that name, Brad Sherman. I hope somebody in the Democratic Party challenges this disloyal, traitorous idiot. He's a Democrat. Doesn't matter. There's as many in the Republican Party who are just like he is. This Eric Cantor, a minority whip, he's another lickspittle for the Israelis. There's several out of the New York City congressional delegation. Steve Israel, aptly named. Tim Weiner and Gary Ackerman and that whole nest of Mossad, pro-Mossad, pro-APAC Congress people from New York City. These aren't Americans. These are dual loyalists. They're not even dual loyalists. They're loyal to Israel. They kill an American citizen, and all we hear out of these people's mouths is Israeli propaganda. They're not Americans. And I'm beginning to think that if you're so in bed with Israel and you want to be in Congress, I'm thinking in their case, I think they should sign loyalty oaths. We have JG calling from California. JG, are you on the line?
Hey, Wayne, it's an honor. Hey, Wayne, you know who Pastor Ted Pike is?
I'm not aware. I'm not certain I know who he is.
He has truthtellers.org. He's okay. Have you heard of Pastor Butch on Genesis?
No, I'm afraid I haven't heard of him either.
Okay.
Fill us in on who they are. Yeah.
Me?
Fill us in.
Well, they're just talk show hosts, tell you about Ted Pike. He was our fearless leader to keep our people aware of the hate crimes bill, that especially from Canada.
All
you're
right.
Aware of all that, I'm sure.
Oh, right, sure.
Okay, so what my call or my concern is, and then you've heard of the Bullying Act or the belligerent, this new legislation that McCain and Lieberman's putting through. You've heard of that.
Oh, the gruesome twosome, McCain and Lieberman. When are they going to go to IKEA and start picking out furniture together?
You know, I was just going to ask you, has that bill became, they haven't obviously passed that law yet on is the hate crimes bill, I thought I heard that was on Obama's desk, Wayne.
It may be, and I think previously there have been versions of that enacted in the past, but I know what you're talking about. This is a rather draconian law that would basically regulate speech in the United States.
Yeah, that's what my call is about. I'm kind of worried about, you know, whether if that law is – I thought he had signed it. I'm not sure, but, you know, with your speech or anybody's speech anymore nowadays – against you know, these parasites, whether it be that congressman in California, because
Brad Sherman, what he is a parasite.
Absolutely. But any more nowadays, I'm wondering how much we have to worry about that. But I'll tell you, if they do anything to our people, you know, guys like you, Jack McLam, Greg Evenson, Michael Collins, that's going to take off. That'll start a brush fire, and from there, that's when it'll kick everything off.
Well, I mean, they'll try anything. Obviously, this legislation although it was introduced by Lieberman and McCain, was obviously written by the ADL and AIPAC. And that Congress is nothing more than a rubber stamp for those organizations. And they're trying, of course, now they're trying to have Helen Thomas fired from the White House press corps. She's the dean of the White House press corps. Lots of luck. But, you know, isn't it terrible when a 90-year-old woman is such a threat to these ghouls and these people? I think it says a lot about them that they consider her to be such a threat because she spoke her mind. And if you'll hold on, I want to play this clip. This is a clip. Now, I have to tell you that this clip, Helen was ambushed outside the White House by a rabbi, who had a hidden camera. She didn't even know she was on camera and being recorded. But let's listen to this because the Israel lobby is playing this over and over again, and Ari Fleischer, that disgusting worm, is trying to – he's on like Fox trying to say she should be fired from the press corps. Listen to this clip. This is Helen Thomas.
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments on Israel?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments on that?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. Not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
You think the Jews go back to Poland and Germany?
And America and everywhere else.
Well, there you have it. So here poor Helen Thomas is being castigated for saying what, you know, a lot of people agree with. The only thing I disagree with, I don't want those criminals coming to the United States. Although, if they went back to Poland and Germany, at least maybe they could get arrested for their crimes.
Well, vigilanteism is well and thriving in America, I'm sure. So.
Well, I'll tell you, I know Helen, I've known her for years, and she's Lebanese-American, but if these lick spittles like Brad Sherman and Tim Weiner and Ari Fleischer can make their horrible comments in support of this thuggish regime in Israel, I believe Helen Thomas has every right to counteract it and speak her mind. So, you know, it's a one-way street with these Zionists. You know, they want to have all the airways. They want to monopolize the debate. But anyone who has a different point of view, they want to shut down. And as you said, with that legislation, that's exactly their tactic there.
Right. They want everything for them, but we can't. They can have guns like Switzerland, and you know every chicken in a pot. But they're allowed to have guns in every house. But they want to take ours away. But you know, Wayne, I want to ask you. Alex Jones had a guy that was with the Israeli Mossad. First name is Victor. I can't pronounce his last name. Are you aware
Ostrovsky.
Of he was on his
yes,
show?
Yes, Victor Ostrovsky. Yes.
And I was on Dr. Talawi's show last hour, and I didn't get a chance to bring it up, which was the main point. But I wanted to ask you or tell you that when Alex was pinpointing about 9/11 and some other things, as Rick Adams has Dr. K on, I don't know if you know who he is, but he wrote a book on, I can't remember the name of it, but he's got all the evidence on 9/11 with the Mossad involved. But when Alex pinned him to whether they were responsible or had anything to do with it, this guy, Victor, said, oh, absolutely not. The Mossad or Israel would absolutely, there's no evidence, and they wouldn't even think about getting involved with those kind of tactics in 9/11.
Victor Ostrovsky, I think, is an agent of influence. Anyone who's ex-Mossad that was allowed to say what he, you know, claims to have said, it would not even live. They'd get rid of the guy. So he's obviously he's a disinformation asset for them. He came over here and he glommed onto this Liberty Lobby, Willis Cardo's group. Now, you know, they're a bunch of like Nazis, you know, so what is Ostrovsky doing linked to them? I mean, the guy doesn't pass any smell tests as far as I'm concerned. And I caught him in one of his books. He lied about the attack on Libya, claiming that Israel placed transponders in Libya, that tried to prove that it was Libya that was responsible for these terror attacks in Berlin on his discotheque. It's quite clear that these were all false flag operations conducted by Gladio, the CIA, deep state operations, and all these Western European countries. So he put this disinformation out. I caught him on that. So how much more of it is disinformation? Probably everything he's had to talk about or write about over the years.
Don't you write for the American Free Press?
No, I don't write for them. I know some of the folks there, but as far as Ostrovsky is concerned, there's another guy named Ari Ben-Menashe who served as the mail clerk for the Mossad, and you know, he knows enough of the lingo to sound like he's you know, he knows what he's talking about, but you know, he basically he pawned Cy Hirsch in the book The Samson Option about Israel's nuclear weapons program. And it turns out that most of that information was not valid. So Israel, beware of Israeli, ex-Israeli, intelligence officials who come bearing gifts is all I gotta say. If they were real, they'd be dead.
You know, my wife and I used to take, you know, the American Free Press when it was a spotlight, but, you know, you just, I don't know if I heard you right. Could you reiterate? Is there something wrong with the American Free Press, Wayne?
I think they do. I think they've uncovered a lot of good stuff, but, you know, the guy that's a publisher, Willis Cardo, is a rather, he's a strange guy. He got involved with this thing where he lost a lot of his assets and this thing with Scientology. The whole thing is just kind of weird. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of transparency with that operation. And I know they've done some good stuff, of course, and uncovering the Bilderbergs and whatnot. But, my experience with groups here in Washington, follow the money. And when you follow the money, I'll give you an example. George Lincoln Rockwell, after World War II, started the American Nazi Party. He was a commander in the U.S. Navy. Now, after all these casualties, people lost their loved ones in World War II. He starts the American Nazi Party. He was the publisher of a magazine in New York City called U.S. Lady. His advertisers were Bergdorf Goodman, Saks of Fifth Avenue, Gimbel's, Macy's, all these, you know, Jewish-owned department stores.
Right.
And now I found out from somebody I knew who covered him that his money was coming from the ADL. In other words, they could point to him and say, look, you know, you keep it going. You know, it's got to be kept going, right? So George Lincoln Rockwell, the American Nazi Party, was getting funded by the ADL. It was just this industry they built up over the years. He was obviously a plant.
Just like the FBI creates clan groups for stronger division, you know.
Absolutely. And there's been, you know, we know about the links between the FBI and the ADL over the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's very few groups. I subscribe to what Groucho Marx once said. I refuse to be a member of any organization that would accept me as a member.
Yeah. You know, I did want to ask your advice, though. I mean, is it a bad idea to take the American Free Press?
No, I think if the more you read, the better off you are. You just have to understand where they're coming from. It's like the LaRouche literature. There's good stuff in there, but you got to understand, you know, where it comes from. I don't think you should, you can't read enough information.
Let me tell you what happened to me the other last week. Somebody that was raising funds for the LaRouche, and of course, I'm not sure if Jeff Rentz has them on, but Bill Deagle has a lot of LaRouche people. But this guy had called me, I had accidentally called them to find out more about him. And I've heard of Lyndon, you know, for many, many years. But all of a sudden, when I was getting into, you know, why they were on such a show, I started purporting that, or he started purporting that FDR and what he stood for is what LaRouche stands for. Literally, this guy was named Dan, and he seemed like a nice fella. But if this is let me tell you what I'm going to say, if this is their total foundation or premise of what they think and presume is either legitimate past history or morality or whatever, they've got the idea that, everything that FDR did for us back in World War II to get us back on the economic, he said, well, this is what LaRouche is all about. This is what we're, you know, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise for a few minutes, and I was going to call him back and saying, and of course I asked him, I said, well, what about Pearl Harbor? I said, don't you know that he held back the information with one of the highest admirals?
Yeah.
I talked to the grandson, you know, and my point is that FDR was a complete communist, controlled by the Illuminati, and this guy, he goes, no, I don't believe all that conspiracy stuff. So who's off their rocker? Is it us, Wayne, or am I smoking something here?
Well, I mean, one day the definitive history biography of LaRouche will come out, and I think you'll be surprised once you read it. And I'm not going to write it, but somebody, surely somebody will write that. But anyway, thanks for calling in to the program, JG.
Yes,
and
sir.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the attack on Helen Thomas because, you know, these people have nothing better to do than to attack a 90-year-old woman because that just shows you the mettle of these people, the complete absence of any sort of rational thought on their part. Ari Fleischer, of course, was the same guy who pulled the press credential for Helen's older colleague, Sarah McClendon, who was covered every president going back to Franklin Roosevelt, who we were just mentioning. And they don't want these old journalists around. They want these thumb-sucking journalists who basically just mouth all this propaganda. I call them stenographers. All they do is repackage press releases. And I think we saw that with the coverage of the initial coverage of the BP environmental catastrophe or Holocaust in the Gulf of Mexico. The White House and the press covered up on behalf of BP. They were saying tar balls washing ashore probably didn't come from the oil spill, when in fact they knew they came from the oil spill. And the Coast Guard and Homeland Security was all part of this whole cover-up operation. And I exposed it in the beginning of May, and we'll talk about that and other things after we come back from this break. This is Wayne Madsen from Washington.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Okay, welcome back. This is Wayne Mastin with the Wayne Mastin Report, the Cider Roundup. And before we leave for this week, I want to play this clip. This is from this probably the a proper representative of the pro-Israeli lobby in the United States, a guy who is on the air, Michael Savage Wiener. Check that guy's background, by the way, when it comes to bathhouses. Not in Chicago, but the San Francisco Bay Area. But let's listen to this guy, Michael Savage Wiener, responding to what Helen Thomas had to say about the plight of the Palestinians. If we can play this clip. This is Michael Savage Wiener.
I want to remind you of something. The Bible was written by Jews. It's God's word. The Jews were in Palestine 5,000 years ago. They didn't arrive there in 1947. But this is the big lie of the communist left. This is the big lie that you radical leftists have not only bought lock, stock, and barrel, many of you Jewish, by the way, but this is the big lie that you continue to offer because you're all part of the international communist conspiracy. You would rather see the world become Bolshevik, wouldn't you? You wouldn't care if another 6 million Jews died as long as your communist revolution could be realized. Don't tell me I don't know history. I know history, and I see it repeating itself. And so, again, if you missed it, here is Helen Thomas, the queen of the White House press corps, when asked what the Jews should do.
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments
on
Israel?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. Not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
So the Jews go back to Poland and Germany.
And America and everywhere else.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. Michael Savage Wiener saying that it's all part of a communist conspiracy. This guy, of course, is insane, but he basically represents where most of these American Zionists are coming from. He talks about the Bible. Please, it's a collection of fairy tales. It could have been written by the Brothers Grimm, or it could have been written by any author of any work of fiction in history. And how can Israel claim a collection of fairy tales as something that gives them the legitimacy to occupy other people's land? It's ludicrous. It's against international law. This is the 21st century. We're not running around in some desert, look, you know, watching bushes burning and listening to voices from the sky and you know, this nonsense that these people put out about chosen people fearful, you know, they're fearful of this God who's got a white beard and tosses lightning bolts from the sky. I mean, it's nonsense. And for them, and by the way, they were not there 5,000 years ago. Israeli scholars themselves have said there is no such thing as a historical Jewish state, that it was an invention, and a fairly recent invention. Now, if you're talking about most of the people who came there from Europe, they have no roots in the Middle East. The only people who have roots in the Middle East are the Sephardics. They were Khazarians from the steppes of Central Asia. They converted to Judaism years ago. No basis for a Jewish state. Ipso facto, no basis for a state of Israel. Only a Republic of Palestine. And that'll do it this week. This is Wayne Mastin with the Wayne Mastin Report, and we will be back with you this time next week from Washington, D.C.
With recent